From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Austrian government says the number of dead found in a truck trailer full of refugees on an Austrian highway is higher than first estimated, with 70 or more victims now believed to have suffocated during their journey. Joel Millman, a press officer for the International Organization for Migration, spoke with VOA from Geneva.
It's shocking because we're talking about a population that's already crossed from very dangerous places across the Sahara Desert or into the Mediterranean, where many have drowned. So to see this happening in Europe is quite shocking.
Thursday's discovery came as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migration crisis. Meantime, a boat full of migrants that launched from Libya and was headed to Italy has sunk. Authorities fear as many as 200 people are dead, but an exact count is not yet known. A new report says Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. Meantime, the U.S. is urging Pakistan to slow its buildup of any nuclear arsenal. John Kirby is the U.S. State Department spokesman.
I would say consistent with the president's vision of a world without nuclear weapons. Obviously, we continue to urge all nuclear-capable states, including Pakistan, to exercise restraint regarding furthering their nuclear capabilities.
So far, Pakistan also is withholding comment on the report, which cites Pakistan's perceived need to keep pace with arch-rival India. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine. It's the result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the ongoing violence by September the 1st. This is VOA News. Greece has a new female prime minister. Supreme Court Judge Vassiliki Tano was sworn in as a caretaker head of government on Thursday. She and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections, which are set to be held on September the 20th. The former leftist Prime Minister Alexei Tsipras resigned last week following an uprising in his Syriza party over the tough terms of the European Union bailout loans. President Obama traveled to the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana on Thursday, there to meet with residents of the city, which was devastated by Hurricane Katrina. It was 10 years ago tomorrow that the storm hit New Orleans, leaving 1,800 people dead. Mr. Obama spoke about the city's recovery from massive floods and its potential for future growth.
I'm here to hold up a mirror and say, because of you, the people of New Orleans, working together, this city is moving in the right direction. And I have never been more confident that together we will get to where we need to go. You inspire me.
Hurricane Katrina slammed into New Orleans on August the 29th, 2005. It broke through the protective levees and left more than 80% of the city underwater. 100,000 homes were destroyed and 1 million people were displaced. A new U.S. political survey shows billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump increasing his lead in the crowded race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. He has 28% support from Republican voters, easily topping his nearest challenger in the 17-candidate field, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who had 12% support across the country. And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to lead the Democratic presidential contenders, but her lead is dwindling amid continuing questions about her email practices when she was in government service. Asia markets continuing a rally today, led by Japan, where the Nikkei rose 3%. Shanghai followed with a rise of 4.8% one day after gains of more than 5%. Key European markets opened slightly higher after advancing more than 3% the previous trading day. The global rally began on Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. In a volatile trading session in New York on Thursday, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, and the Nasdaq all gained well over 2%. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.